Good morning. It's nice to have you all here on this Memorial Day weekend. And this is also known as Trinity Sunday. It's the Sunday after Pentecost. I used to like to tell my confirmation class that the church year is broadly broken into two parts. One is called the half year of our Lord, which starts with Advent, before Jesus came, and then his birth, his death, his resurrection and ascension, and then the coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, which was last Sunday. And now this is Trinity Sunday, and for the whole summer until Advent again, we're in this season. It's called Trinity season, and the color for it is green. And I like to tell people that that means this is a time of the church. This is the time for us to grow in the faith. And now let us grow in the faith. And if there are any announcements, I would welcome people to make them at this time.
I'm Ted Randolph with the Board of Trustees, and I just wanted to call your attention to an announcement on the green sheet. Save the date, Church Work Day. I may be in my winter tweeds again on a day like today, but spring cleanup is around the corner. The work day is 2 weeks from yesterday, Saturday, June 8th, and we'll start at 9 a.m. I'm going to have a sign-up sheet for people in the JE room during the coffee hour for anyone who wants to go ahead and sign up for that now. We have also the need for your input on ideas for projects we might do, and I have a beginning list to jog your brain, and you can think along those lines and add to it. Thanks.
Good morning. I just wanted to call your attention to one other announcement in the green sheet. On Friday, June 7th at 5 p.m., Brent and I will continue to open up the manse to people who want to respond to our invitation to dinner. It's a potluck style. We'll prepare the main course, and if people could bring sides. If you have not been to one of these dinners yet, now's your chance. There's a sign up on Brent's door down the hall. If you have any questions, just ask me. And Brent is on a plane right now on his way back from a wedding in Colorado and extends his greetings to you this morning. So hope to see some of you on Friday, June 7th. Thanks.
Nancy has asked me to announce that the key, which is supposed to live in the back of the church under the stairs, is missing. If anyone has it or knows its whereabouts, please bring it back. Thank you.
Thank you.
you'll have to stand again for the passing of the peace. But I just wanted to say that you're all welcome here, and want to invite you to the Jonathan Edwards room afterwards for refreshments and for fellowship. One of the things when we do pass the peace is that we shake each other's hands, and that's a way of growing in the faith. There's a great tradition that when people join the church, the people promised to say, "We will grow with you in the faith and in the fellowship." So let us stand and greet each other in that spirit. Service and call to worship, we're going to sing a song together called "God Is For Us, Who Can Be Against Us." It's an Appalachian hymn, but I put it in the sort of the form that Brent has introduced to us, where we sing the words of Scripture and do it at least three times so that the first time it enters our head and finally our hearts and then becomes a part of us. This is a great way, I think, of being comforted and being instructed by the Scripture. And you don't even know it, but you're a Sunday school class, and you've memorized this verse. So we're going to do it three times. The choir is going to start us off, and then I'll lead you as the follow choir.
I know that nothing. Our gospel reading for today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 to 25. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his home on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock.
Standing on the love of the Lord.
Today's epistle reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, which is in your pew Bible on page 983. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring us charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to be condemned? It is Jesus Christ who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are counted as sheep to the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
may be seated. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Something to hold on to. On this Memorial Day weekend, we think of the servicemen and women who have fought for our country and died. And we are especially reminded of those who have gone before us and have given their lives in service to us as families and to others. And so we have Memorial Day parades, and some of us gather at the cemeteries and we place flowers there in tribute to all these loving people who are gone. We remind ourselves in the church of the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. War is a terrible thing, and losing a loved one in this manner is hard. Death, however, and disabilities are a part of life that we all have to face sooner or later. Sometimes the tragedies come suddenly, like the tornado in Oklahoma or the Boston bombing. Yet, death does come to all of us. It's something we have to accept and still go on. And so on this Memorial Day weekend, we do take time to remember the servicemen and women and all our loved ones who have gone before us. And we ask this question: how does one therefore keep going on after experiencing a great loss? What do we have to hold on to? What can steady us? Where is God in all of this? One way we can learn, of course, from this, about this, is to look to others who have been through it, who have been through hard times, to see how they have coped and what has steadied them, what has kept them going on to face the future when all looked black. I can remember when I was in seminary that, this was many years later. I came across some hard times, and I remembered in my seminary days a minister that really was like a rock. He projected such faith and such strength that we all looked up to him. He always had a word of wisdom for us. He seemed to have everything in life that we would want, a congregation that admired him and looked up to him, a loving wife, and the future looked bright. And so when I went through this hard time, I thought, I'll write to him. I need to hear a word from him, because he was so comforting and uplifting. And so I wrote a letter to him. But I was surprised that at least it took a month before I got a reply. And this is what he said: "Dear colleague, I want to update you about my life, for much has changed since we first met and first I knew you. I am retired now, and some of the strands in my life have been broken by a stroke. I can no longer preach, nor can I write, but I dictate this letter to you. Many things in my life are gone, the things that were dear to me." He had recently lost his wife. But he continued, "And though some of the strands in my life have been broken, Still, the inner strands of my life are intact and are given in faith to God. I have no fear for the future, for God holds the future. I know that I am held by God and that nothing can finally separate us, me and my loved ones, from His eternal love. That was strong words of faith from a man who couldn't preach anymore, from a man who had had a stroke, from a man who perhaps was facing death himself. I have no fear. I know that I am held by God, and nothing can finally separate us from His love. Suddenly reminded myself of the fact that there was another congregation in Rome that was very fearful of the powers of the time. And they looked up to a pastor, and he wrote them a letter too. And though this pastor was in Rome, in prison, facing certain execution, he wrote them and said, "Who shall separate us from the love of God, the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or nakedness or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." That was Paul speaking to them and speaking to us. So here was this other pastor speaking to his people from experience, speaking from the heart, giving us something to hold on to. The words of Henry Francis Light in his poem, in his hymn, came to me. "Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me." A few years ago, I was in between churches, and I was surrounded by dark clouds of uncertainty about the future. And it came at a time when Ann and I were celebrating a wedding anniversary. So we decided to go back to where we had been married in Harwichport on Cape Cod. And there we were walking outside the church on the beach, and suddenly we heard the church chimes. They were chiming out the music and to a hymn that we all knew, "God Moves in a Mysterious Way," words by William Cowper. And one verse in particular came to our minds, and we sort of sang it to each other. "You fearful saints, such fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break with blessings on your head." It was the word we needed, the word of encouragement, the word of comfort. And today it still puts a song in our hearts. Once, while visiting the shoreline in Connecticut, I discovered a rock ledge which led out into the sea. It had been hidden by the high tide, but now was visible as the low tide was there. And I decided to stand on that rock and see it be covered over. And as I did, I meditated about that situation. I let it speak to me. The rock foundation that had been there for thousands of years would probably be there thousands of years since I would go on. But it too would be subject to the forces of decay. I knew that we all were a part of the passing scene then. And then I remembered those words of Paul. If Christ is for us, who can be against us? If the Spirit of love is in our hearts, for nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. You see, there is something that's not passing, that is unchangeable, and it is God's love. And we see that in Christ Jesus. He gives us a peace. Said Jesus, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So you now have sorrow, but your sorrow will turn to joy. And no one will take your joy from you. Nothing will take that joy from you. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. So on this Memorial Day weekend, let us not fear the rushing of the Jordan, the streams of adversity, the flood of hardship, the rising tide of difficulty, or the separation of death itself. For we are not left alone to face our fears. We are not left without something to cling to, nay, someone to hold us up, to steady us, to save us. And through the risen Christ, God has given us a rock foundation to steady us. For we know that nothing in this world can finally separate us or our loved ones from the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Freely we have received, freely give. Your offerings will now be taken.
May the sea. David's organizing it. Our goal is to do all Beethoven sonatas like once a year.
Well, there will be others.
Congratulations. It's a doctor. And you haven't made a scholar. That's humbling.
No, I know. Who we get? Rehearsal Thursday. Just check your email. I'm going to check if my wife is on call. This is rehearsal Thursday. I'm going to check if my wife is on call. If she is, then you'll get an email. So we should be here Thursday.